Imagine deliberately capping your revenue to make your brand immortal. Ferrari builds exactly one car less than the market demands. It is a genius strategy for luxury. The entire artificial intelligence industry is facing a massive scarcity problem of its own, a completely unintentional one driven by physics. Over $160 billion in data center projects just hit a brick wall. This is the Throughline Brief for April 12th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered for founders and operators. I'm West. Let us get right into the signal. The physical world is finally catching up to our digital ambitions. Every single week, we see artificial intelligence hit a massive bottleneck: physical compute infrastructure. On the All In podcast, Chamath Palihapitiya sounded the alarm. He warned that we are massively compute constrained right now. David Sachs backed him up with hard numbers. Local communities are actively fighting new data center construction. They are pushing back on the noise and the energy drain. Over $160 billion in projects are completely stalled. Think about that, $160 billion locked up. Jensen Huang jumped on the Dwarkesh podcast to talk about this exact same ceiling. He acknowledged the immediate bottlenecks. Things like CoWoS packaging are slowing down the supply chain. NVIDIA is proactively scaling to overcome those temporary component shortages. Huang pointed out a much harder, long-term limit: energy policy. The grid itself is the true cap on artificial intelligence capacity. You cannot code your way out of a power grid deficit. Here is why that matters to you. If you are building a startup, you have to account for compute scarcity. It is an unintentional growth killer. The foundational models face a hard ceiling because they cannot simply plug in more machines. The physical space and the power required just do not exist yet. You must optimize your software for extreme efficiency today. The days of cheap, infinite compute are pausing. It will be the defining strategic constraint for your business over the next 5 years. Let us pivot to how you build an enduring moat. True market power comes from ruthless focus and a deeply engineered strategy. The guys on Acquired did a massive deep get into Ferrari. Ben Gilbert and David Rosenthal meticulously chronicled how Enzo Ferrari built a national myth around racing long before selling any road cars. He established a brand identity that completely transcended the actual product. Even today, they introduce new vehicles like the Puro Sang. They intentionally limit its production to under 20% of their total output. They expand their reach while strictly maintaining ultimate exclusivity. The mass market approach is on the way out for them. It is a form of extreme brand focus. Now look at what happens when you lose that focus. On the All In podcast, Jason Calacanis and David Sachs critiqued OpenAI. They pointed out a severe identity crisis happening right now. OpenAI is spreading its bets across massive consumer products like ChatGPT, while also chasing massive enterprise deals. Sachs argued this divided attention makes them incredibly vulnerable to competitors with singular focus. Travis Kalanick reinforced a simple truth: growth is king right now. Anthropic proves this. Their rapid ascent demonstrates the sheer power of specialization. You have to pick a lane. Whether you are selling luxury cars or scaling a foundation model, intentional constraint guarantees growth happens on your own terms. Ruthless focus is your best accelerant. Jensen Huang sat down with Dwarkesh Patel for an incredibly candid conversation. They discussed the very early days of the modern AI boom. Huang admitted something genuinely shocking for a CEO of his stature. NVIDIA totally misjudged the unique financial needs of early foundation labs. He explained that they built the chips and knew they were powerful. They just completely missed how these highly specialized research teams were going to finance their massive computing requirements. Here is why that matters to you. Even a visionary founder running a $2 trillion company can completely miscalculate new market dynamics. You are going to make massive errors when forecasting entirely new buyer behaviors. The trick is recognizing the mistake and pivoting your supply chain instantly. Over on My First Million, the conversation turned to managing absolute chaos. Charles Duhigg shared his strategy for extreme personal productivity. He talked about killing the endless task tracker. Duhigg explained his one-item to-do list. he forces himself to pick the single most important task for the entire day. He writes it on a sticky note. He ignores literally everything else until that one task gets completely done. Think about that. One single item. No distractions. For any operator completely overwhelmed by noise, this is a total breakthrough. It forces a brutal prioritization of your attention over endless task management. You abandon organizing your work. You finally execute the only thing that actually moves the needle. The All-In guys got into the ugly mechanics of competitive space. They discussed how powerful insiders actively orchestrate political and corporate outcomes. The crew explained how information is weaponized and released strategically by people operating totally behind the scenes. They broke down how the timing of a leak is almost always a calculated attack designed to shift use at the perfect moment. This is a chilling insight for any founder navigating a highly competitive market. You have to assume your rivals are playing three steps ahead of you. Your public relations strategy cannot simply be defensive. You need a proactive grip on your own narrative before an engineered leak forces you into a corner. Success in both massive tech markets and high-end luxury comes from a clear-eyed understanding of market scarcity and foundational strategy. You must keep your daily focus razor sharp. Whether you are navigating a $160 billion compute wall or engineering intense desire, exactly like Ferrari, extreme prioritization is the absolute only way forward. Write your one-item to-do list today. Execute on it. Hold your focus. That's your through line. See you next Sunday.